The desolation and despair in his voice filled Eddie with horror. His arms stole around Susanna, and he pulled her tight against him. He could feel her shivering, although the night was warm. The gunslinger rolled over. Starlight fell into his open eyes.
"Jake, where are you?" he called to the night. "Come back!"
"Oh, Jesus, he's off again. What should we do, Suze?"
"I don't know. I just knew I couldn't listen to it anymore by myself. He sounds so far away. So far away from everything."
"Go then," the gunslinger murmured, rolling back onto his side and drawing his knees up once more.
"There are other worlds than these."
He was silent for a moment. Then his chest hitched, and he loosed the boy's name in a long, blood-curdling cry. In the woods behind them, some large bird flew away in a dry whir of wings toward some less exciting part of the world.
"Do you have any ideas?" Susanna asked. Her eyes were wide and wet with tears. "Maybe we should wake him up?" "I don't know."
Eddie saw the gunslinger's revolver, the one he wore on his left hip. It had been placed in its holster on a neatly folded square of hide within easy reach of the place where Roland lay.
"I don't think I dare," he added at last. "It's driving him crazy."
Eddie nodded.
"What do we do about it? Eddie, what do we do?"
Eddie didn't know. An antibiotic had stopped the infection caused by the bite of the lobster thing. Now Roland was burning with infection again. But Eddie didn't think there was an antibiotic in the world that would cure what was wrong with him this time.
"I don't know. Lie down with me, Suze."
Eddie threw a hide over both of them, and after a while her trembling quieted.
"If he goes insane, he may hurt us," she said. "Don't I know it?"
This unpleasant idea had occurred to him in terms of the bear, its red, hate-filled eyes, and had there not been bewilderment as well, lurking deep in those red depths, and its deadly slashing claws. Eddie's eyes moved to the revolver, lying so close to the gunslinger's good left hand, and he remembered again how fast Roland had been when he'd seen the mechanical bat swooping down toward them, so fast his hand had seemed to disappear. If the gunslinger went mad, and if he and Susanna became the focus of that madness, they would have no chance. No chance at all. He pressed his face into the warm hollow of Susanna's neck and closed his eyes. Not long after, Roland ceased his babbling. Eddie raised his head and looked over. The gunslinger appeared to be sleeping naturally again. Eddie looked at Susanna and saw that she had also gone to sleep. He lay down beside her, gently kissed the swell of her breast, and closed his own eyes.
"Not you, buddy. You're going to be awake a long, long time."
But they had been on the move for 2 days, and Eddie was bone tired. He drifted off, drifted down.
"Back to the dream," he thought as he went. "I want to go back to Second Avenue, back to Tom and Jerry's. That's what I want."
The dream did not return that night, however. 30. They ate a quick breakfast as the sun came up, repacked and redistributed the gear, and then returned to the wedge-shaped clearing. It didn't look quite so spooky in the clear light of morning, but all three of them were still at pains to keep well away from the metal box with its warning slashes of black and yellow. If Roland had any recollection of the bad dreams which had haunted him in the night, he gave no sign. He had gone about the morning chores as he always did, in thoughtful, stolid silence.
"How do you plan to keep to a straight-line course from here?" Susanna asked the gunslinger.
"If the legends are right, that should be no problem. Do you remember when you asked about magnetism?" She nodded. He rummaged deep into his purse and at last emerged with a small square of old, supple leather. Threaded through it was a long silver needle.
"A compass," Eddie said. "You really are an Eagle Scout."
Roland shook his head. "Not a compass. I know what they are, of course, but these days I keep my directions by the sun and stars. And even now, they serve me quite well."